Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It's Monday, January 25th. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. You know, Monday's always better because of this podcast, and today we have plenty to talk about. We had a lot of action this weekend, and I think we're going to have maybe something similar on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, another threat for low elevation snow. What we saw on the weekend, though, was kind of a primer to what we may see again on Tuesday. I think out towards Washougal, elevations around 1,000 plus feet in the Washington Cascades, saw the most amount of snow. I know, Joseph, you were around on the weekend. What kind of played out?
Yeah, we were hoping for maybe snowfall around some of the West Hills and areas like that. You know, it just stayed a little too warm. The front was really sluggish to get through, and when it did, it was kind of dissipating, didn't bring that much cold air. So by the time like the cold air even reached the Cascades, we have gone through most of our Sunday. But we did have some locations in Southwest Washington that picked up some snowfall. You know, Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stumbach was out tracking some of the snow, and, you know, Meteorologist Steve Pierce was out there tracking some snow, mainly in Southwest Washington. So snow levels, they were about 1,000 feet. There was some areas in the Coast Range where it dipped below that. And then late Sunday night, we had some areas that had some pockets of some light snow. But overall, we kind of just stuck out with some rain. I think we had about 3/10 or 4/10 of rain around Portland, which, by the way, put us over 6 inches for the month. So it's been still going. We're still pretty wet here for our January. But Tuesday, we may have a better shot for some snow.
We may. You know, we keep those colder temperatures around. So even Monday morning, there were some pockets that saw some snow flurries pushing on by. The moisture is running out. So even though we did see morning temperatures flirting with freezing, mainly in the mid-30s, there were some pockets of snow showers that just melted off real quickly. So, you know, Monday, first of all, stays pretty dry. I'm keeping it mainly cloudy, mainly dry. A chance for a scattered shower as that system continues to work out the door. But, you know, we're really watching Tuesday because that's when our next weather system comes in, and we'll see another threat for low elevation snow. So, Joseph, are you seeing similar conditions on Tuesday as to what happened over the weekend?
We're going to be close as far as, you know, it's kind of an elevation game. So, yes, it's similar. But I think where the difference is the tracking of our area of low pressure and where that rain is going to go and that water is going to go is slightly different than what we had on the weekend. But, you know, there's a couple things that we're watching for. It's going to be the cold air coming out of the gorge. That's always like the first thing that we were hoping to get. And we want that cold air to really spread through the valley. And then how intense and how much rain and how much, you know, action we can actually get out of this system. And I think there's a window, and I think it's going to be Tuesday night for us or Tuesday evening for us around the valley as that moisture moves on in. So there's some similarities. I think it's still an elevation game. I think if you're higher in elevation, you have a better shot, you know, 1,000 feet. But if we could pump enough cold air to the valley floor and we have a strong enough, you know, rain system come in, not just like a light rain, but like a heavier rain to cool us down, you know, there's a possibility that we may get some snow mixing in below 1,000 feet this time, which is a little bit different than Sunday. Sunday, it was way too warm. We may get cold enough this time around.
Nice. So you're saying the moisture may be there. We need the temperatures. And we've been looking at several different models. There's, you know, at least a handful that we track. And a few of them do point to that cold east wind through Portland. It starts up in the afternoon Tuesday and goes through Tuesday night. And our weather system arrives Tuesday afternoon. So I'm also seeing the chance for some light snowfall mixing in with the rain. And if we do drop cold enough, maybe The east sides of Portland, again, the foothills of Clark and Cowlitz County in Washington, that includes Vancouver up to Kelso, I do see, you know, a chance for snowflakes and possibly even some light accumulations. I do see much of the accumulating snow still staying above 1,000 feet. So that may include the West Hills again, too. But yeah, I think we'll actually see a few snowflakes maybe in between 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Tuesday. And then possibly we warm up a little too much to have it actually stick around Portland. But I think Tuesday night will be that time frame for some winter weather around the city.
Yeah, I guess we should note that, you know, at this point in time, it's not a widespread snow event. You know, we're not tracking, you know, Arctic air with this event. It's going to be really close calls for a lot of locations. There's one thing that we do know is that mountains will get the snowfall. The snow levels are, you know, below the passes, and they're going to be pretty low. So the mountains are going to get more snow. I think this event's going to bring some more snow for the Coast Range as well. And there's abundance of moisture moving into southern Oregon and northern California. And I think those are going to be the locations that are really watching out for some tough winter weather come Tuesday into Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. This low system just takes a dive towards the south Tuesday night. So there's actually a winter storm warning for southern Oregon that includes the I-5 corridor into northern California, where even the summit there at I-5 could see maybe a half a foot of snow overnight. So there may be some travel impacts further south, and even portions of the central and southern coast could see some snowflakes too. The system is just bringing a lot of moisture down towards the south, and the Cascades and the Sierra Nevadas will definitely pick up a good round of snowfall as we head into Wednesday. And again, our Cascades, you know, Mount Hood, Mount Bachelor, will see a good amount of snow through the end of the week as well. So that's always good to see that snowpack, you know, arriving. We saw a pretty dry January in terms of snowfall for Mount Hood after our very snowy December.
Right, yeah.
One other thing I want to mention is possible snow out towards Hood River. I think if we get that moisture, we will see cold enough temperatures to see a few inches of snow Tuesday night into Wednesday. So we'll have to watch I-84 pretty closely to see if we get some sticking snow on the roadways. But I think there's a better chance for a few inches out towards Hood River come Wednesday morning.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those locations that has a higher chance for snow, and it's going to be the colder air. And if you're going higher in the elevation, in the, if you live in the gorge and you're you know, up in Skamania County Hills or Hood River Valley up towards maybe Parkdale, you might have a little more snowfall through that region than down towards the road. But we could definitely see some maybe down towards I-84. You know, an outlier or a spot that I guess I'm also paying attention to is going to be parts of the Coast Range, the Central Coast Range. Let's say you're cutting from Salem over to, you know, the coast out there. You're pushing a drive to Newport. I think the Coast Range is going to get a good amount of moisture. It's going to be fairly cold. So I'm watching the Coast Range too. So speaking of travel impacts that we were mentioning, if you're doing any sort of travel through the Coast Range, be ready for maybe some good snowfall Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But Portland, I mean, we just are waiting for that snowfall around Portland. I mean, I think a lot of people really want it. It's just, it's a good time to get snow since, I mean, it's debatable. But, you know, with not a lot of traveling going on and a lot of people working from home, this is a good time to get some snowfall around Portland to really enjoy it. And not have to worry about major travel concerns, but we're still waiting for it. And we're hopeful for Tuesday night to maybe see some snow mixing down to Portland.
Yeah, and I think a good thing to point out is at this moment, we're not expecting a widespread snow event, but I think there's a better chance than what we saw over the weekend to see a few snowflakes maybe around the city, likely not accumulating to much. But there's also still, you know, a few model runs to watch. You know, Natasha will be in here Monday night, and then I'm back Tuesday morning for your forecast update. So really keep your eyes and ears tuned to Tuesday night and Wednesday, because that'll be that next round of potential lowland winter weather. But how about the rest of the week? Wednesday.
Yeah, still kind of cool and wet through most of the week. We do have some dry time. I think Thursday's pretty much dry. We kind of lose some of that. Again, this overall, the general like flow of this system is going to move south, and it's going to eventually, you know, pull the moisture that direction as well. So I think we dry out a little bit. Coming Wednesday, it kind of sticks around on Thursday and for parts of Friday. So there's going to be some moments to get outside, but each and every day kind of has a small threat for some rain. Mm-hmm. And temperature is going to be probably in the lower to mid 40s most of the week.
Yes. And overnight lows will still be a little chilly in the upper 30s. So I think through Wednesday, you know, flurries to continue at times, but not really seeing too much of a winter weather threat the rest of the week. We just kind of stay a little too warm for that. So far, the weekend does look rainy, too. We'll track a couple more systems that roll in, and we'll track any more winter weather threat there, too. But again, I'm pretty excited to see what comes Tuesday night. Anything else you want to add, Joseph?
Thursday's a pretty nice day. That's going to be my day of the week. since we do that during the podcast here, if you've been paying attention or listening to us for some time, you know that we choose a day. How about you?
I was thinking Thursday. It's a pretty calm day, and you know it's your weekend, yeah. So you chose Thursday. But I think I'm gonna go with Tuesday, especially Tuesday night. I really want to see what happens. I really do feel like we'll see some snowflakes, and unlikely it sticks. That's just my thoughts on it. But I'm still excited to see that chance for winter weather here in Portland. Thanks for tuning into this Your Weather Week podcast. We always launch them every Monday, so you know your forecast for the week ahead. And again, this week will be very important to watch the forecast as we head into Tuesday night, a chance for more lowland snow. So keep it here on Coin 6, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.